Rodeo isn't a standard hobby for most girls, but two 11-year-olds in Western Queensland are going to show the boys just how it's done. Heidi Bateman and Louise O'Neill come from the small town of Junda, about 220 kilometres southwest of Longreach, and are entering the potty ride competition for the very first time. G'day, I'm Melanie Groves. Heidi and Louise are both old hands when it comes to the traditional sport of barrel racing. That involves riding your horse at speed around a series of 44-gallon drums. The potty ride, however, requires a very different skill set.
So there's a rodeo on tonight, so there's going to be bronc riding, bull riding, potty carves.
So the rumour is, I hear that the two of you, both of you, are going in the potty carve rides tonight. Is that true?
Yep. Yes.
And so what inspired you to want to do that?
My brother and I are having sort of a little competition to see who can stay on a potty car for longest.
Who do you think is going to win that competition?
Me.
And what about you, Louise? Why did you want to get on the potty calves tonight?
Well, not too long ago, at the start of the year, I saw a girl ride a potty calf in Augathella, and I thought that was really cool how girls get to go in the rodeo, because, you know, you normally see men in the rodeo, boys in the rodeo, and girls doing barrel racing, but I thought it was quite unique to see a girl doing something different than just barrel racing. So yeah, I think that's why I'm eager to do it.
And so do you reckon there's any reason why the girls can't get in the potty rides or in the other rodeo rides?
No, I don't think there should be any reason why they can't. They're as strong as men, but normally they have to work twice as hard just to show themselves as half.
Tonight, you're going to be setting a bit of an example for the other girls. Is that what you're hoping to do?
Yes, that's what we are hoping to do. If people watch and, you know, like, this is just going to be our first one. We've never done this before, you know, so we're just going to go out and have a little try and, you know, just try our best, you know. It doesn't matter if we win. It doesn't matter if we lose, you know.
And so do you reckon you're going to keep going with potty rides or with other rodeo events in the future?
Most likely. Sounds fun.
Probably, yes. I think I would like to, like, if I don't get a broken bone tonight, I think it might be fun. So, yeah.
What do you reckon you're going to do before you get on the potties? Is there any sort of, like, pre-event training you're going to do or any sort of preparations to get yourself psyched up for it?
No, not really. We just, you know, get on the potty and just go, okay, let's just have a go at this, you know. So hopefully we stay on for 8 seconds. So, but when you go on the actual potty, you know, 8 seconds feel like 8 hours. It's just a very long limit of time.
Give her a go. All good and fun.
For the uninitiated, potty riding is an event that sees junior riders hanging onto a bucking potty car for as long as possible. 8 seconds is the goal. It mimics what the stars of the show, the Rodeo Bull Riders, will be doing later in the night. Heidi and Louise are lining up with the boys behind the chutes, just waiting for their names to be called. Ladies, I've just seen you guys eat dust spectacularly, but you did really well. How do you feel after your potty ride?
I was very, very surprised that I got third place, because that's my ever first potty ride and I was versing boys that have been doing it like their whole lives. So I'm pretty happy with myself.
What about you? How'd you go?
I went really good. I may not have stayed on the longest, but it was really fun and my back's kind of sore.
What was running through your brains as you were on those potties?
Well, when I actually got in the chute, I was kind of nervous. And when I was actually on it, it felt kind of bony. But when I was actually out, it felt really, really good.
And for someone who's never going to ever get on a potty or a bull, can you describe it for me as well?
You're kind of thinking, gotta hang on. And it, like, it's just, your adrenaline just goes kind of boom.
Yeah, it just...
So a bit of adrenaline, does that mean I'll see both of you back here this time next year?
Yes, definitely.
Most likely, if I'm not at school.